Log Talk Radio.
All right, God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Bishop Harry King Johnson. I am so grateful and honored to be able to come into your homes, your cars, your places of employment, wherever you are, to let you know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is moving by His Spirit, and He's doing some great and powerful things in the lives of so many people. And the special thing is you can be a part of what God is doing. Well, the day is already Wednesday, and this week is rapidly going through and expiring as we prepare for a great day on Sunday. And we're just looking forward to a great time. God bless all of you that are joining us by way of Blog Talk. And remember, if you can't view us by way of Periscope or get the station WEXY, God bless you. You can always go to Blog Talk by just simply dialing this number on your phone, area code 347-989-0113. Hope that's the right number. Area code 347-989-0113. You can always dial that number and join us by way of Blog Talk. Now, also Periscope. I want to welcome all of our Periscope, our faithful viewers, Minister Shardy, Pastor Sheila, amen, Williams, all the way up in Canton, Ohio, Minister Shardy, Minister Mimi, others that are joining us now. Thank you for viewing us on Periscope. Every day we're on. Amen, and invite others to join us by way of Periscope. And then my EXY faithful listeners that's been joining me for over 35, 38 years. I've been on the station, so God bless all of you. Amen. Casey Myers that are joining us by way of Periscope. All of my faithful viewers that are coming on, we want you to invite some others to join us as we continue, amen, to broadcast, amen, these live broadcasts. God bless you. Thank you so much. God is good. Amen. Glory to God. God is good, and He's good all the time. And I share this with you because, you know, we have to take in perspective and reverence to the word good. Amen. God is good. God is good. You know, I'm not putting good above God because good is part of God. You know, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. Glory to God. So God is good. Now, what makes Him good is His attribute. He Himself is good. He don't perform good. God is good. He just don't perform good. God is good. And so He's good all the time. Glory to God. We miss you too. Amen. Glory to God. They sharing with you, Pastor Sheila, we miss you. So we want you to know we miss you. You know, when you say God is good, you have to take into account everything, amen, that happens in your surrounding, everything that happens in your life, everything that is going on in your life, going on with you. And when you put it all in one bucket, you could say, you know what? God is good because He's able, amen, to put me on the mountaintop. But even when I'm in valleys low, God is able to take what the enemy means for evil and turn it into my good. He turns it for my good. That's why we shouldn't have no worry, no fear. We shouldn't have no doubt about whether we're going to make it today. You are going to make it. Have you ever faced times? I'm just going off because I'm led to help somebody. Have you ever faced a time where you didn't think you was going to make it? I mean, have you ever faced a time where you just didn't think that you were going to make it? It was just an impossibility. You know, it's bad when you can't even think yourself to make it. I mean, it's one thing to physically have your hand on some money. It's one thing physically to be in a good place where you're comfortable. But when you don't even think you're going to make it, you know you're in bad shape because the Bible said, so a man thinketh, y'all help me say it, so a man thinketh, so is he. And remember, the word so means continue. So as you think, you continue to be. It's not just you become that, but you continue to be that. So a man thinketh, so is he. The word so means continue. You continue to be that. So as long as you think sickness, you will be sickness. As long as you think failure, you're going to fail, and you will continue to fail. Oh, my God. Glory to God. But, you know, when you are at that point and God comes in, and I know He's created us, amen, to not override our will, but it didn't mean that He wouldn't override our circumstances. Ain't that right? So God will come in and override our circumstances just to show you that you can make it. And that's why I have to say, you know, I was about to say that's why the Bible says, that's why I have to say God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, because he knows how to override the circumstances, amen, and turn, amen, what was meant for evil into your good. Now, amen, can everybody help me say it? Are y'all ready? Radio, Blog Talk, and Periscope. Are you ready? Everybody help me say God is what? All right, let's go. One, two, three. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Let's give him a hand praise, everybody. I feel a hand praise right there. Glory to God. Let's give him a hand praise. God bless you. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Glory to God. So listen, on yesterday, thank you all for the hand clap. You know, yesterday, we told you all about, amen, what's going on this week. Let me start with tomorrow night, and I tell y'all what's going on. So y'all bear with me, because I want to tell you about, amen, what I said, forgiveness, amen, introduces love. Forgiveness introduces love. I want to get to that point, but let me get these announcements out of the way. Tomorrow night, is that tomorrow night? Amen. We got Pastor Jay joining us all this week, amen, in the studio, so she's prepared to minister to y'all today. Amen. I'm Pop going to sit back, amen, and she going to minister to y'all. All right, tomorrow night we have Prophetess, and doctor and a friend of ours, Pastor, amen, Brunfield Akins, Jackie Brunfield Akins, going to be with us, amen, on tomorrow night. Now, she's coming home, all right? Let's put it that way. She's coming home. She is coming home. She's coming home to see Bishop, all right? So she's going to come there, amen, and bless the house and have a great time, and we're excited about her arrival. And I already, you know, she going to be well taken care of. I mean, if she haven't ate when she left home, she better make some room, because we're going to take care of her good. This is my friend. This is my daughter. This is my comrade. This is someone that's coming in. She knows how to preach. Say amen, somebody. So she's going to be with us tomorrow night. Is that right? All right, she's going to be with us tomorrow night, and we're looking forward to a great time, knows how to preach and knows what to preach. So I want you all that are in the Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and Dade County, and Palm Beach County, and every county that's surrounding areas to be there at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel tomorrow night. Amen. And let's just get ready for, amen, a great, great, great time. And hopefully we'll get a chance to speak with her tomorrow on the radio. Amen. And she'll call in about 1:30, 1:35. So she's listening. Doctor, be ready to call in. Amen. So you can give some expression, amen, of what the people need to expect on tomorrow night. We're grateful to God for that. All right. Listen, now, Sunday, February 28th. Somebody say February 28th. Sunday, February 28th is a power move. You know, there's some moves that are planned, and then there's some power moves, all right? So there's power moves that's getting ready to take place. What's happening? Well, there is a launching of a second church. You know, and this is not something that, you know, listen, y'all, listen, and I'm going to give it to her, because, you know, a pastor, a bishop is very protective of his member. This is not something that I'm just throwing Pastor Jay out in, you know. I have counseled her for 2 months, y'all, especially after the things that she's gone through. So it's a brave heart that's going out there. You know, one of her best friends, amen, one of her comrades, one of her prayer partners, amen, one of her, what can I say? I mean, one of her colors, amen, blue on blue. I call them freaking frat, you know, because they was always getting in the stuff, you know, looking at each other. I said, don't y'all be doing that little eye talking around me, you know. So, you know, her sister went on to be on with the Lord, you know. So, you know, I've been counseling her, and this certainly is not the best time for somebody to do something after they in mourning. But God told me then, the counselor, and he say, her healing is going to be in ministry. Her healing was going to be to ministry. And I went to her right after, amen, the celebration of her sister, and I say, it's time for you to open up the church. What? I say, it's time. While her sister was in the hospital, I think it was. I say, it's time to open up the church. Well, you know, we got to see about this, and we got to see about that, Bishop. And, you know, okay. And she didn't really say too much. And after the passing, I say, this is the time that God wants you to move. So this is not nothing that someone is throwing someone out. I have counseled her. You know, I've fathered her. I've overseen her. And so now I have cautioned her on the fact that this is your ministry. This is where God wants you to just explode. I want you to preach, teach, pastor, love your members like you've never done a day of your life. This is This is what you call it, y'all. This is what you call Scotty beam me up. This is going to places that man has never gone before. You'll never go there before because God is sending you out. So listen, I just you know, Star Trek. This is Star Trek. You going where you ain't never gone before. So she's in the studio. I'm trying to get Periscope ready. And, you know, we just grateful for to have her here at the studio. So, Pastor, we grateful to have you. February 28th, we'll be launching a second location. So those of you, amen, that are praying, I want you to continue to pray. Amen. Less questions, more prayer. That's what I'm saying. This coming from Bishop who? Hurricane Johnson. Less questions, more prayer, because God is going to move. Pastor, you're here in the studio, so we're grateful you're there. Periscope, y'all got it now. Amen. We're grateful to have you. February 28th, tell us how excited you are about February 28th.
Oh, my God. I am more than excited, and I told the radio listeners and Periscope, Blog Talk, I told you, first of all, I'm excited because I've been validated. And I don't think I got a chance to really explain that. And what I meant was, I mean, the move that we're making have an amen on it. Oh, my God, it has an amen on it. I didn't just pack my briefcase and put a peanut butter sandwich in there and try to get some notes off of the internet and say I'm going to open up a church. I didn't go to some internet school and say I'm going to get my pastor's a degree, amen, to open up a church. No. When I say I've been validated, Pastor Jay have been validated. The man of God, my bishop and my prophet, the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson, and most of you love when I say the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson. He was the man of God that got placed in my life to get me where I need to be right now. I remember coming into the ministry, Bishop, coming in broken, coming in feeling defeated, coming in distraughted, amen, didn't know my head from my foot. Didn't just wanted to sit in the back, didn't want to do nothing, didn't want to be nothing. Glory be to God. But even in the midst of that and me feeling the way I felt, he saw the best in me. My God! Now I can tell you what that song meant. That song means something to me. He saw the best in me. He saw who I am. Took me from the back of that church and preached to me every Thursday night. He put me behind his pulpit and told me to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ because he knew that I was anointed to preach the gospel. And this reminds me, this same time that I'm out here now going to pastor Life Changing International Ministries, you know, this reminds me of that time and that period because now, you know, it's like, you know, I'm in the church and everything now, but it's like, hey, I just lost my sister. I just lost my best friend. I just lost my confidant. I just lost everything that a person could ever be to a person, the closest person to me. And that was my blood sister. I just lost her. And Bishop came to me and says, time to open up the church. It's time to go forward. And I'm looking at him like, are you serious? In my mind, I'm saying, I don't know if I could do this right now. I mean, I don't even want to preach no more. I don't even want to do anything no more. I'm still in mourning. But that's the kind of man of God we have. Amen. And I thank God for him because he, again, saw the best in me. And he's putting me on the stand where I have to go forward now.
Well, tell the children, I did give you a week, I think.
Oh, my God, a week.
I gave her a week because I was going to put you up the next day, but then I scheduled to go out of town. And all that night, you saying, well, Bishop, I'm not going to, yeah. But she had to get up and preach while I was out of town. And I think that the church just went crazy. I don't know what you preach, but I came back, and Apostle Mohan and them experienced that. I asked Mother Sanders, I say, Mother Sanders, what you say I am to you? She say, you my dog, Pastor, you my dog. And I say, well, what did Pastor Jay tell these people while I was going out of town? And come to find out, she was telling them something about Gideon. Not
yeah.
Gillian, but Gideon. And she told them something about Gideon, and God told them about the men that let water, whatever it was. I came back and people were saying, Pastor, you my dog. So I don't know what happened.
But, you know, and all of that.
Yeah, they say on Periscope, they say D-A-W-G.
See, I bet you that's some of our dogs doing that.
Yeah, they don't say dog, they say dog.
Hey, girls. Amen. Listen, I want to take this opportunity again, those of you that listening to me from Changing Your Life Ministries, and I'm really putting them up there or out there because they were the people that I served for over 13 years.
They saying hi, Mom. They saying hi, Mom, to you.
Babies. They were the people that I served for over 18 years. I'm talking about minister, not 18 years, 13 years. 13 years. I'm talking about a minister, Gloria, a minister, Venica, minister, Shade, minister, my baby Mimi, Pastor James. I don't want to start calling names, thinking Trey. Everybody, I'm a mess if I start calling names.
I got to teach you the trace of pastorship again. Don't ever call
don't
names
ever
until you're ready to call everybody.
Amen. I'm prepared to call everybody. We just don't have time. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, Pastor.
But you know, I just want to thank God for my first lady, everybody, Mother Johnson, Sister, everybody. I just want to thank God for those lovely people that really kept me working. Yes, they kept me working, and no matter what, they kept me working and serving. I want to thank you all for the opportunity that you gave me to serve you, and that's what I want to say. And I thank God again for my bishop, for giving me the stage, amen, to serve. And that's what it's all about. I never want to stop serving. I never want to think myself so big or so great that I stop serving or going forth with the mandate that God has given me.
You know, and somebody said, well, why are you making such a big to-do about this right here? I'm going to tell you why. Anytime you have an official move, anytime that there is a corporate move must be validated from hierarchy, from authority. And I'm doing this interview all week, representing her to radio all week, representing her to the public. She was presented as my assistant. She was presented. I did all that. You know, she was presented as the radio person that introduced me. Now I'm presenting her as a pastor. She's been validated. And, you know, thank God for the fact, amen, that she was obedient enough not to leave. Now, you're going to hear some of those testimonies this week, too, because it ain't like, you know, okay, well, Pastor, whenever you say, she's ready to start a church 5-6 years ago. Pastor, went up to the tent, can I go now? You know, no. You could go lead Sunday school, then you can preach Monday night, then you go do the radio, then you can do the texting, then you could do the banquet that you had set up, then you could do the scripture, the ministerial class, and then the other stuff. You got about 10, 15. Matter of fact, while she's starting up there, she's still booking my appreciation. Is that right? You're still doing that?
Still working on the appreciation. Still doing the newsletters, still doing Sunday school, you know, still trying to, everything, still serving the headquarters.
They laughing at me because I can't switch the screen back and forth. So listen to me very carefully. Sunday, February 28th, is going to mark a time of miracles, mark a time of breakthrough. And I want you to get ready for February 28th. North location, Life Changing International Ministry, will be at the Doubletree Hilton, by Hilton. That's 100 Fairway Drive, Deerfield Beach, Florida, 33441. I want you to be there no later than 10:45 to get a good choice seat. Seats are limited. People are preparing to come. All of you that are in this area, Fort Lauderdale, then I want you to join me at the Courtyard Marriott. I have a word. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, whatever you do, I know that God has given me power to do the things that we're doing. He has given me authority. How can you build two services at one time? Because God has given me that authority. There are over 5 million people. Is that right, Nikki?
Amen.
Over 5 million people in Broward County.
Yes, sir.
All of them are not coming. They're not coming to Cypress Creek. I couldn't hold 5 million people. I couldn't hold 10% of that. Are you listening to me? 10% of 5 million is what, 500,000? of 50,000? I couldn't hold that. So listen, 50,000. So listen, we got enough people here in the Broward County area so I can build two locations at one time. I can do that because God has given me authority. So listen to me very carefully. All of you that are listening to my voice, I want you to make plans on being in church on Sunday. Now, I have a very special message. I'm going to be anointing people and praying for families on Sunday. You cannot afford to miss. Now, I have already trained. I have already instructed. God is going to send, Pastor Jay, people that are unchurched, people that need a word, people that need a pastor, people that need to hear from God. He's not sending her people of somebody else's church that just want to come and visit. He has her people that he's sending her.
Hallelujah.
And that's what I prayed for. There's enough. The harvest is plenty.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray for the Lord the harvest will send forth laborers.
Yes.
Amen. To go and gather up the harvest that is plentiful. Listen to me. There are people that are going to life changing. And I've already said, God, I send the word there. I've already prayed for the building this morning. I've already prayed for the congregation. I've already prayed for the service this morning. Listen, whatever God is going to do, it is already predestined, a miracle. And I say to you right now, as you lift your hands up right now, Pastor Jay, I want to say to you right now that God has a miracle in store for you. I don't care what the devil says. I don't care what he does. I speak a miracle. I speak a double anointing upon your life. I speak more power. I speak the anointing that when you speak one word over that mic, that people begin to jump up and holler because the anointing is going to go forth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You throw your hands up and say, I receive it right now.
I receive it right now.
Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. I believe in the God of more than enough, and I believe in the God of greater. He is a God of greater. There is greater coming. There is greater coming. There is greater coming. And I'm telling you right now, greater is coming your way this Sunday. Whatever you do, whatever you do, don't let nothing stop you from being a part of the service on this Sunday. Now, God has a miracle for you, and I want you to get ready for it. Now, in the Fort Lauderdale area, I am going to be praying for people. Glory to God. Can you see me? I'm going to be praying for people. I'm going to pray for your son. I'm going to pray for your daughter. I'm going to be praying for husbands and wives. I just saw one man falling straight like dominoes. I just saw people falling like dominoes. The power of God is going to be in that service at the Courtyard Marriott. I just seen people. I saw him. He wasn't even trying to catch his fall. You're going to be surprised who it is. I just saw him fall, amen, like dominoes. I see them falling like dominoes. The power of God is going to touch like never before. Whatever you do, meet me this Sunday at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It starts at 11 a.m. You need to be there. Now listen to me, amen. In my final minutes, forgiveness introduces love. Forgiveness introduces love. Can I say it again? Glory to God. You see a broadcasting? Forgiveness introduces love. Listen to me very, very carefully. Those of you right now that are going through some area of your life, this is one thing I want to drop in your spirit before I go off, and that is God wants you to release everything no matter what it is, no matter what the purpose is, what the cause is, the reason is. Release everything. Oh, y'all better do it now. Do it now. Release everything because love is going to be introduced when you forgive. And you know what love does? Love covers a multitude of what? Faults. But then it covers a multitude of sin. Not only faults, but trespasses. Love covers a multitude, amen, of trespasses. And then love opened the door of your blessing. You want to be blessed? You forgive. And I declare right now that you be blessed right now in Jesus' name because you have forgiven. You have forgiven. You know what? You don't need nobody to say I'm sorry. You say I'm sorry to them. Glory to God. You don't need nobody to say, listen, forgive me. You say forgive me to them, and God is going to bless you. Amen. Glory to God. Pastor, would you close us out with a prayer today? on the broadcast, and I know that God, amen, is going to do something great in your life, amen. And, you know, I'm just grateful to God, amen, for doing something great, and not that came back to me. Glory to God. So I know that God is doing something great, amen, in the lives, amen, of the multitude. So would you close us out in prayer today during the broadcast?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now. We thank and praise you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon your people. And as I stand and intercede for on behalf of your people on today, I pray right now, oh God, that you would do the exceedingly, do the abundantly, do more than they can ever ask or think. We know that it is according to the power that worketh within each and every one of them. So I pray, oh God, that you would stir up the gifts. I pray that you would stir up the power. I pray, oh God, in Jesus' name, that you would create in them a clean heart, renew the rags, Spirit within him. And right now in Jesus' name, I pray for families, I pray for homes, I pray for heads of homes in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would strengthen them, oh God. Meet them at their point of need right now in Jesus' name. I pray for that mother right now that is crying out for her child in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen her right now, oh God. Hear their supplications. Hear their cry, oh God. Attend to their prayer. From the ends of the earth, oh God, they're crying unto you. And you said in your word that when our hearts are overwhelmed, that you would lead us to the rock that is higher than we are. And this rock is Jesus. So we give you praise and glory right now for answered prayers. All the timbers that has already been set up, oh God. I thank you right now that you would answer. I thank you right now, dear God, in Jesus' name, for doing what you came to do. Comfort, protect, heal, set free, and deliver. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus right now over sick bodies.
Keep praying,
in
Pastor.
The mighty name of Jesus. Even those of you right now, dear God.
My God.
Those of them in the name of Jesus that got bad reports from their doctors. I pray right now that you would heal their bodies in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal their minds in Jesus' name.
Pray,
heal their spirit in the name of
we
Jesus.
Got to go.
For the glory of God. And I pray, oh God, that you would bring them in remembrance. That you can do anything but fail. You said in your word, dear God, if you shall set up the heavens, that there be no rain. If you shall send locusts to devour the land. If you shall send pestilence among your people. You said that if your people which are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, you would hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and you would heal their land. And I thank you right now in Jesus' name for healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
My God.
Thank
you. God for it. You know, my daughter Diane used to pray while I was going off the air. I keep her praying. So listen, I believe God has a miracle for you. We got the goal. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back on this station the same time tomorrow at 1:30 WXY. My name is Hurricane Johnson. Leave it with these words. Hope need not die because help is on the way.
Right. I want to say it again. Somebody trying to lift up their mind today.
WEXY, Wilton Meadows, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. The following is a paid program. The views...